For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. A group of people are waiting at the Memphis Greyhound station. They're there five times a day, starting at 4 a.m., watching for buses from Texas. They're looking for certain passengers that may have traveled from near the Mexican border. And no, this isn't a government sting operation. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, they're just volunteers offering some hospitality in a time of need.
The new arrivals are all strangers. But to Rosa Mena, a few stand out.
Hola, ¿con quién vienes? Con tu mami? Okay.
Some are disoriented or speaking Spanish. Some are clutching manila envelopes containing their immigration papers. These are migrants, asylum seekers, parents, children, a pregnant woman. She tells Mena that she's traveling alone to Wisconsin, wearing only a thin jacket. Mena offers her a winter coat, gloves, and a hat. Mena's a part of a group called the Mariposas Collective, Spanish for butterfly. Since November, roughly 200 volunteers have been assisting people traveling through Memphis on their way to meet their immigration sponsors, a typical part of the asylum process. Here's co-founder Laura Coleman.
Our bus station's just a hub for anybody going north and spreading out. Think of Memphis like the Atlanta airport. Everybody goes through here.
Many of the 100 or so immigrants passing through Memphis daily lack basic necessities. That's how Mariposas helps, handing out sack lunches, water, warm clothes, toiletries, and medicine.
Asylum seekers are pretty brave and pragmatic and completely capable of taking care of themselves. I'm just making it easier as they pass through Memphis.
Most identify themselves as asylum seekers from Central America, fleeing violence or persecution in Honduras or Guatemala. Volunteer Federico Gomez says people are relieved to see a friendly face and hear a familiar language.
If I get into the station at 4 a.m. in the morning and I see, as I've seen multiple times, a child with no shoes or no socks, the act of providing that, if we have it, it's not a political act.
For Gomez, it's humanitarian. The circumstances and challenges these travelers face are as varied as shifting immigration policies coming out of Washington, says local immigration attorney Erica Tamariz.
A lot of times the people are just released because there's no space in the detention center or because there's rules about how long you can detain children, so they just kind of let them go.
This often happens without notice, which is why, Tamariz says, the bus station sees so many people with little more than a ticket and a destination. Mariposas operates out of First Congregational Church in Midtown. In a room brimming with provisions, Patricia Shores points out food, medicine, and clothing items neatly sorted and labeled.
Shoes, heavy coats, heavy sweatshirts.
Co-founder Lee Coleman says Mariposas is now a part of a regional network of assistance for these travelers. A dozen sister organizations have popped up in bus stations from Nashville to Richmond. They share information about needs that can't be met here.
If we did have someone who was sick that we couldn't do anything for, we would ask for help further downstream.
Lee does wonder how long the group can keep up with the constant stream of migrants. He'd like to see Mariposas do more. But in the meantime, Lee knows the next bus is already just a few hours away.
Tú no tienes.
For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Katie Reardon.